Maybe you want to pursue a degree in agriculture and work in the industry. Maybe you want to bring college experience back to the farm. Maybe you'd be the first in your family to do so. And maybe a place like UW-Madison seems too costly. Greg Offerman from the Office of Student Financial Aid tells us about Bucky's tuition promise, guaranteeing families with lower incomes free tuition.
Bucky's tuition promise is ultimately it's a commitment to Wisconsin resident students. The program guarantees scholarships and grants to pay for tuition and fees for students whose household adjusted gross income is less than $56,000 for a period of 4 years if they're an incoming freshman or 2 years if they're a transfer student.
So how's this different from the way things were before?
Really, it's more clear communication. We were awarding aid similarly, but it would always just be on an annual basis. And so now students know going into the process that if they qualify for this benefit, it'll be there for 4 years if they're an incoming freshman or 2 years if they're a transfer student.
So how much aid can students expect to get?
So the benefit will be, it'll be dependent upon, in terms of an exact dollar amount, dependent upon what the tuition cost is each year. It'll go up, but it'll at least cover their tuition and fees. So they know as tuition rises, that tuition and fees will be covered. And so then if they receive this benefit, the cost out of pocket will essentially just be the room and board expenses to live in Madison while they're going to school.
It seems a little too good to be true. How did this happen?
It all kind of came from conversations about how can we best serve the state of Wisconsin, right? We want to make sure that we're providing that benefit and providing an opportunity to students that are maybe interested in going to Madison, but have been scared off perhaps by cost. And so we wanted to make sure that they had this known commitment that they'd have their tuition and fees covered for 4 years if they qualify.
So, of course, people are going to ask, where is the money coming from?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. And so the money's coming from institutional resources or private donations. So there's no tax dollars being spent on Bucky's tuition promise. And it's been, since we've announced it, there's been a lot of interest from people who are interested in helping students invest in education, donors and such that want to get behind the effort as well.
Who are some of your donors? And is there any way that other people can get involved?
Yeah, if folks are interested in getting involved, they can contact our office. We can help direct them that way, or they can also get in touch with the Wisconsin Foundation Alumni Association.
So changing gears a little bit, how do you expect this to affect the demographics of the incoming freshmen?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our hope is that that we attract more students from families with an adjusted gross income less than $56,000. So that $56,000 is right at the median income for the state of Wisconsin. And so that's our hope. You know, we want to make it a possibility for students to pay for a college education if they want to go to Madison. And we know that an education is a very quick way and perhaps one of the best ways to improve their lot in life. So simply put, we hope it attracts more students that otherwise maybe didn't think about a college education due to cost.
Mm-hmm. How is this going to affect rural families?
Yeah, we hope in a positive way. We were talking a bit about the inspiration for Bucky's tuition promise, and I think knowing that Wisconsin is a state that has a lot of people coming from rural communities and farming families, we hope that this benefit with an adjusted gross income less than $56,000. It'll benefit a lot of rural families, a lot of farm families. There are similar programs throughout the country at other schools that use an asset qualifier. And so we specifically chose not to include that asset qualifier in our awarding parameters. So we specifically hope that it benefits rural families and farm families.
You do have some numbers in front of you. Mm-hmm. What are those?
Yeah, so these numbers here are just kind of deadlines in that for applying. So if you're looking at, if you're projecting out what year you're going to graduate high school and look to go to college, you know, the priority deadlines for each year. So we have a priority deadline of December 1st to file the FAFSA. And with the FAFSA being the only application process we have for Bucky's tuition promise, students need to get their FAFSA completed by December 1st. So the FAFSA becomes available on October 1st. So they would have 2 years, or excuse me, 2 months to complete that. Once it becomes available.
Okay. To get an idea, how much is tuition?
Tuition right now isn't totally set for this coming year, but it'll be somewhere between like $11,500 and $12,000.
Back to the inspiration for Bucky's promise, I guess. What's mm-hmm. been your feedback so far?
All positive. It's been all positive. A lot of excitement. A lot of times we'll be out sharing and sharing with high school counselors, for example, or in high school sharing with students and to really see, say, a sophomore in high school light up because they've always wanted to go to Madison, but it's never been, you know, within the realm of possibilities, maybe because of cost. I think that's been that's been the biggest joy. And here and there, you'll get people who don't believe you. They think that it's that it might be a joke, but it definitely isn't. It's we just wanted it to be simple and clear to understand, so people knew going into that FAFSA process, which we know can be cumbersome at times. They know going into that process that once they complete the FAFSA, that they would qualify for this benefit.
Speaking of which, is there any assistance for completing the FAFSA? Because I know that in of itself can be daunting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We do, our team, we have a team of 10 financial aid advisors in the Office of Student Financial Aid. And so we do a lot of outreach with prospective students. We help with College Goal Wisconsin. Those dates will be coming out here later this summer. Once the FAFSA becomes available, there'll be sites all over the state where students can attend and receive that free service to get help with the FAFSA. They can also call our office at any time, set up an appointment, and we'd be happy to help with that. So we'll advertise as well for those folks who are close to Madison. We do a bunch of FAFSA workshops on campus for UW-Madison. For current students and prospective students, would be welcome to come to that as well.
Is there assistance for living costs too? Because those can be a little steep.
Yeah, that's a great question. And so living in Madison, we know is the cost of living can be higher than the rest of the state. And so that can be an adjustment. And so we do have other options to help with the cost of living in Madison. So there are the loan programs, the direct loan programs that are available to those students who do file the FAFSA. So we do know if they qualify for Bucky's Tuition Promise, they would at least qualify for those loan programs. We also have an incredible student job center on campus. So we know that most folks from the state of Wisconsin are really good at working hard, right? And so we can help them find that job on campus. If they qualify for federal work study, we can help them find the work study job. And student employment on campus is a really great opportunity because it helps students budget their time. It can kind of turn into this career exploration process. Mm-hmm. So we're really connected that way and hoping to get students connected. So if we're helping them with tuition, they can get a good job and cover the rest of the expenses themselves.
So, Greg, this is great news. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I think it's just we really want to share our commitment to serve the state of Wisconsin. That's what our office is there to do. We really want to help students invest in an education. And even those students who aren't interested in going to Madison, we know that Madison may not be for everybody based on academics or lifestyle, or they just want to be close to home. So we want to help students make that investment in education wherever they want to go.
So students that are going to a different UW school can contact your office for help?
Absolutely. Yep. We would be more than happy to help. But I will say there is a great network of financial aid offices around the state that are awesome at serving the students in their area. And if a student knows that they want to go to a school already, I would start connecting with that financial aid office. But our team at UW-Madison would be happy to help students navigate that process if they're not quite sure yet where they want to go.
Thank you, Greg Offerman, for sharing this perhaps career-changing news on behalf of the Office of Student Financial Aid. Details on Bucky's Tuition Promise and other financial aid can be found at financialaid.wisc.edu. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, here in Madison, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.